Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. In a matter of hours, we'll be turning over a new page in our calendars as we greet the new year. January 1st is a momentous day, and many people love to observe it with their own New Year's Day traditions. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, you're really down with a few of these traditions to help
you know
us start
what?
The year.
Yeah, it's very funny, and some of them are hysterical, actually, which, I mean, I think, and, you know, to practice them, though, could be funny.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few non-food ones that struck me. So at midnight, you're supposed to let the new year out of your house by opening all the doors.
Oh.
So you should have all your doors open at midnight. And the whole loud noise, the partying thing, that's to scare away the evil spirits from the new year. So you want to make as much noise as you can with the doors open.
Right.
And then the other thing is nothing can leave your house New Year's Day. Anything
really?
That leaves your house will signify that you might lose things over the coming years. So make sure nothing leaves the home.
No
including
garbage
you.
Goes out.
Okay. No garbage goes out and nothing. You're not supposed to let anything leave the house. But, you know, some of the fun food traditions, like at midnight, there's the tradition the Spanish started of eating 12 grapes.
No kidding.
As good luck. And
uh-huh.
You're supposed to finish them all before the clock finishes striking midnight. So one grape every time the clock strikes for happy and healthy. But
that's
it's funny.
Funny.
It started in 1909 in the region of Alicante in Spain when there was a huge grape glut. And so it was a way to get rid of a bunch of grapes, make everyone in the country eat 12.
Somebody in the Chamber of Commerce in
right,
Alicante
exactly.
was thinking.
I mean, I think we all know the southern tradition of Hop and John.
Yeah.
And greens, this sort of dish that's sort of rice, black-eyed peas, and then served with, you know, collard greens or some sort of greens. It's traditional. The peas are supposed to represent coins, the collard greens, the color of money, often served with cornbread, the gold for having, you know, gold color for gold. The tradition, though, is to leave three of the beans on the plate when you're done eating. That sort of guarantees you a year of happiness, luck, and wealth.
Not bad.
The other thing, too, that might be of interest is that leftover Hop and John the next day is called Skippin' Jenny.
No kidding.
And you're supposed to eat everything that's left the next day because it demonstrates you're frugal, and hopefully that'll be a chance for real prosperity in the new year.
That's very good moral advice, all this.
Exactly.
There's some
Obviously,
sound thinking.
Black-eyed peas, you know, everybody knows that there's a southern tradition of eating these, just a bowl of black-eyed peas. You're supposed to eat 365 peas, one for every day in the year. I found a very cool recipe where you roast them in the oven at 425 degrees for like an hour and coat them. Just think of them as roasted peanuts. Coat them in things you like, chili powder, cayenne, salt, cumin, anything that you can find. And then just eat them during the day as snacks, which is kind of fun.
What a great idea. And, you know, we see a lot of black-eyed peas still out there in the market.
Of course.
Made locally. So these are available out there.
Right. The Pennsylvania Dutch, they eat pork and sauerkraut. As a traditional thing. Sauerkraut's supposed to symbol wealth, but the thing about the pig is that it's a symbol, it's an animal that roots forward, whereas the Christmas turkey scratches backwards, and the cow stands still, is what they say. So the pig is to move forward and to have a great year moving forward, you eat pork.
That's like the old Roman thing of Janus with one face looking backwards and one face
exactly.
looking forwards.
Things not to eat, lobster, just because of that, because it always moves backwards and it might cause you problems, and chicken. Because it scratches around the dirt and always looking for money, so you'll have a poor wealth year. So don't eat chicken and lobster, but everything else is probably okay.
Hey, Jerry, let's put a few recipes on the website so people can celebrate.
Yep.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.